you know, these sorts of crimes, unfortunately, are fairly common in India. It is a country of over 1 billion people, after all. And look, other than the fact that this has happened to a Westerner in an otherwise idyllic place, it hasn't particularly caught the attention in India that I'm sure it's getting in Ireland and the UK.
What do we know of the case? Do we know when a post-mortem will take place?
So a post-mortem has been, it's just been happening as we speak in Panjim, the capital city of Goa. As I understand it, Irish and British consular officials are overseeing the process, and a report will be produced in the next few hours. It'll firstly go to the Chief Inspector of Goa Police, then it'll go to those two embassies, and after that, sometime tonight or early tomorrow morning, we're expecting the Goa Police to release a public statement summarising the results of that post-mortem.
As it relates to a suspect in the case, there has been differing reports. Someone has been arrested. Well, what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so a 24-year-old local man, he's described by people as a kind of gang member and petty criminal, and he's been named as Vikat Bhagat. And he, look, he's been arrested, and the police are saying he's confessed at least to murdering Danielle, but not to anything else. So, for example, not for any sexual assault or anything like that. And the police have applied successfully to the court to hold him for 7 days, in which they'll do some more investigating. And then early next week, they'll formally submit a charge sheet with what they think they can justify, what they can prove in court.
How quickly do the judicial wheels turn? Would you expect a court case anytime soon, for instance?
I'm sorry to say, it's a very, very slow process here. The Scarlet Keeling matter last year took about 9 years to finally reach a verdict, and that's now actually been appealed, so that'll go on. I wouldn't expect any kind of formal trial if it proceeds that far for at least a year. The Indian judicial system is extremely overburdened, and cases progress very slowly.